Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome back to another edition of the Steelers Sunday Night Q&A. It's Jeremy Betts with you tonight, doing a solo show. Everybody must be tired from after the draft, and it's been a wild week, a couple weeks, honestly, for the Steel Curtain Network, and so I'm doing a solo show today, but that is all right. We're going to be talking a lot of Steelers football, a lot of draft. We're going to talk about the AFC North. We're going to answer your questions, so start packing those in the comment section. It's going to be a ton of fun. As always, this show brought to you by the Steel Curtain Network and Fans First Sports. Happy to be with you here tonight on a Sunday to talk all things Pittsburgh Steelers. Already have some people in the comments. Fantastic to see. I'm excited about this show and really excited about the remainder of the offseason here. The Steelers and the rest of the NFL taking a little bit of a break from the just absolute warp speed race that is September through April, basically, when you consider that it's only 2 weeks now from the end of the Super Bowl weekend to the combine. And then you have pro days and you've got the whole rest of the calendar leading up to the draft, free agency, all of that going down in such a short amount of time for every team in the league, and it's time for a break. It really is. So here on the Steel Curtain Network, though, we don't take breaks. We get you the content that you love and that you need for the Steelers and for all of your sports needs. So let's talk a little bit about the AFC North and where the Pittsburgh Steelers find themselves in 2024 as we head into the OTAs and mini camps portion of the schedule, and just where do we sit here? What is the AFC North landscape looking like? How did the Pittsburgh Steelers fit in? We can answer all that and more here on this show today. And let's just start here. Let's start with the Steelers picks. There's been some questions about, and specifically questions that I've had about the Steelers draft in staying away from the nickel cornerback spot for as long as they have this offseason, not addressing it at all in the draft, not really addressing it in free agency to this point. It's a little bit strange to me, and it shows me that they must have a plan in place, that they think that their backup plans here are good enough to get them through with the pass rush that they're going to have, with the outside cornerback room that they're going to have. They could also add there as well. But getting better in the front seven was the priority this offseason. That's why you saw Logan Lee, the defensive tackle out of Iowa, come off the board for Pittsburgh before a cornerback did. The trenches on the offensive side of the ball was the obviously the big focus of the offseason, with Troy Faletanu, Zach Frazier, Mason McCormick, all these guys coming in to revamp a Steelers team that is in search of an identity under new offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, with Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan taking another year into their relationship as head coach and GM. It's starting to come together. And I think that this vision is exactly what Steelers fans have been hoping for the last few years. It's what we thought we might be getting with Matt Canada, even though there was a lot more skepticism over Matt Canada when he was signed on as the Steelers offensive coordinator than there has been with Arthur Smith. And rightfully so. Arthur Smith is a guy who has at least a track record of NFL coordinator success, and Matt Canada had not had that and was often considered a guy that was difficult to work with in some cases as well. And his offenses were always predicated on nasty physical running games. And the quarterback situation being what it was in Pittsburgh, it just did not conform to what Matt Canada wanted to do. Also, you consider the offensive line issues during that time were not conducive to this team being able to run that offense. Also, the offense itself had plenty of issues. So the Steelers find themselves on the other side of that, having addressed the offensive line now with four major picks in the last 2 years. And I think that you're looking at a team that is just done with not being physical enough anymore. And that is AFC North ball, right? That's how you win the AFC North, is you are the most physical team. And I think the Steelers are ready to set themselves in that mold again. I like all of the picks that the Steelers made. I am concerned about the nickel position. That's my big concern with the Steelers. I think that a lot of the comments here, Tommy Meyer saying everything revolves around the quarterback play. You either have it success or you don't. Failure. That is true. Quarterback is the most important position in the construct of an NFL offense and how successful it can be. And that definitely played into it. The Steelers not having a prime Big Ben in this era. Kenny Pickett not working out with the speed that they hoped he would, not working out at all now that he's gone. It's very interesting to me that the Steelers made all the switches that they did this offseason, and they're just pulling the plug. And I think you had to do that. Now, are the pieces that they have chosen to replace the ones that they've let go, are those pieces enough to really push the Steelers to another level? And when we get into more of the AFC North talk on this podcast and on the show, we'll get into that. Have they done enough to put themselves in the Baltimore Ravens sphere, if you count from what they did in 2023? And also, the Cincinnati Bengals should come on strong this year again. And don't forget about Cleveland. They've got a good team. I know nobody wants to think they do in Steeler Nation. And no, this is not just because my wife is a Browns fan. I'm not biased towards the Browns by any stretch of my imagination. My daughter goes around saying, just to get on my nerves, and she's only three. She'll go around saying, "Go Browns, stinky Steelers." And that gets me. So I'm telling you right now, this isn't because I have some bias towards the Cleveland Browns or anything. They're a good team. Their quarterback situation is going to dictate a lot of what happens in Cleveland this year too. So all four teams have a stake to the AFC North crown, potentially. They have a claim to it. And it's going to be interesting to see which one comes out on top. Have the Steelers done enough this offseason to put themselves in the mix with these other teams in the North? We shall see. Let's get to a few questions here as they're trickling in. One from Joseph. Oh, man, Joseph, I'm not going to even try your last name. I apologize. Maybe put that in the comment section how to pronounce that. But thank you for your question. It says, hello, Steeler Nation. Just wanted to know, so you think the Steelers would use Najee Harris in a trade for a number one receiver since they did not pick up his fifth-year option? I don't think Najee Harris is on the trade block right now. I think that they declined the fifth-year option because they either want to go in a different direction as far as how their backfield looks. Maybe they don't think that Najee Harris is going to fit in the wide zone scheme as well as he did in some of the power schemes that we've seen the last couple years, where he just kind of just realized what he was and or is, and that's a north and south as quickly as possible with as much ferocity as possible running back. Maybe that doesn't fit with what the Steelers are wanting out of their top flight back anymore. Maybe Najee doesn't want to be in Pittsburgh after this year. Maybe he's done with that. Maybe there's been some things that we don't know behind the scenes that Najee Harris has. I mean, all speculation aside, one thing we do know about the Steelers GM, Omar Khan, and Mike Tomlin is that they live by the volunteers, not hostages, rule more than they ever have. And if Najee Harris, for some reason, if they get a glimpse that he doesn't want to be here, and I'm not saying that's the case, but if they get that assumption, then I think that they can move on from him, and that's why you would see the fifth-year option decline. What I don't think is that he's in trade talks for acquiring another receiver. First of all, I think the Steelers are in just fine shape at receiver, more so than maybe most. I know they're trying to get one, and it makes sense because you want to have as many weapons as you can for these quarterbacks, but they don't need one as direly as I think many consider. So I think you're looking at a team who didn't address running back at all this offseason. Getting rid of Najee Harris would be a mistake for 2024. So I think that that's not on the table right now. We'll see down the road, I guess, but that to me is not on the table at this point, Joseph, but thank you for your question. Let's see here. I'll bring this one up from Elaine Waden. I don't think the Steelers should trade Najee. Wait until the end of the season, extend his contract. He's too valuable to lose. I don't know if he's too valuable to lose, but I would definitely not trade him this season. Let me put it this way. He's too valuable for 2024 to lose. Absolutely. But for beyond, that's debatable. That is debatable. And I love Najee Harris. I think he's a great player. I think when he gets rolling, he's fun to watch. But I just don't think that he's a guy now. Obviously, we're seeing with the fifth-year option not picked up. That seems to be in the long-term plans for the Steelers. And the Steelers of recent history do not do second contracts with running backs, which is why it was so surprising that they drafted one in the first round a couple years ago. So that is a very surprising turn of events here. Let's see here. Question from Vegas TJG. Did you do a 2025 mock draft yet? I did not do a 2025 mock draft yet, but I know Andrew Wilbar is doing one or is working on one, my co-host on the Steelers Fix and for the NFL Draft Show. So check that out from him. I don't dive into the way too early mock drafts like that. As I get familiar with the players throughout the course of a college football season, that's when my scouting for that year really takes up a notch. So I haven't done a mock draft for 2025 yet, Vegas TJG, but maybe I'll start looking into that. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to be diving into fantasy football a lot here in the coming weeks on the FFSN feed. So check that out, where we were doing the draft recap show and the draft preview. That show is going to turn into a fantasy football show. So if you're in dynasty leagues, you're doing rookie drafts coming up. If you are doing redraft leagues or best ball leagues, whatever you do for fantasy, we'll have shows about that leading up to the season. So be sure to stay tuned for that. Before I get into any more questions, before we continue the discussion here, let's go ahead and take our break for the audio side. When we come back, more Steelers talk, more AFC North talk, and more answering your questions here on the Steelers Sunday Night Q&A.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, welcome back to the Steelers Sunday Night Q&A. Again, Jeremy Betts here with you tonight. Solo show, that's okay. We're answering your questions. We're talking Steelers football. We're talking AFC North ball. But let's get to some more questions here. Eric Parker, we were talking about Najee Harris in the first half of the show. If Najee is not in the Steelers' future after this year, what type of running back will fit Arthur Smith's offense? I think the kind of back, and there's not going to be a Bijan Robinson every year, but a guy who shows a little bit more all-round running back ability, if you will. Najee Harris is really just a bulldozing running back. The Steelers have shown they don't love him in the passing game. They like Jaylen Warren there more. Maybe a guy with a little bit more pass-catching chops, a little more versatility from that perspective. And Jaylen Warren honestly has overtaken Najee Harris as the better pass protector too. So Jaylen Warren might be the guy. That could very well be the case, Eric. But you know, they're going to have to probably take a step back here and over the course of this next offseason, really determine what they want to do there. Two-headed monster is fine. Three-headed monster as well out of the backfield. If you're Arthur Smith, maybe a couple guys that can do a little bit of everything. But what I view as the ideal back in an Arthur Smith system is a guy who can do a little bit of everything. So I don't know. To be honest, Najee Harris, when Arthur Smith was first hired, I was like, well, this is great. This is the perfect back for his system. But you saw as he was working in Bijan Robinson last year that he kind of wanted a guy who could do everything. And he was taking that really slow with Bijan. Didn't want to run the wheels off of him in year one. So we'll see how that plays out in Pittsburgh. But a good question there. All right, let's see here. A good comment here from Ron Chess. Beanie Bishop could become a very good slot corner. Going back to my trepidation about the slot corner position, absolutely. He's the one thing that they've done to address it, and I think he could be a piece in that rotation. If you're relying on an undrafted rookie free agent, though, to lock down that spot without bringing anything else in to help him out, that is a mistake.
And I'm sure that is not what the Steelers are doing, but it is something to consider here when you were looking at future moves. I think that that has to be on the radar for the Steelers. So let's see here. Let's talk a little bit more AFC North. X Concepts 1, Steelers have always been better than Baltimore and were the best team in the North. Well, the records didn't prove that out last year. The head-to-head matchups did, and that is one thing that the Steelers absolutely have going for them against all the AFC North teams, really. I mean, when Joe Burrow was healthy a couple years ago, the Steelers really struggled against the Bengals, more so than they have against the Ravens, who they really have their number. And then the Browns right now are you win one, you lose one every season, it seems like, the last few years. I expect the Pittsburgh Steelers have done plenty enough to put them in the conversation with these other teams as the best in the AFC North. I would say they are definitely ahead of the Browns. When you look at what the Browns did in the draft, Michael Hall Jr., Zach Center, Jamari Thrash, I like those picks, but where this team is from the Deshaun Watson angle and what they haven't been able to do because they're paying him so much money from a roster building perspective, they're really relying on coaching a lot to pick up the slack. And Nick Chubb's injury does not help whether he's going to be healthy to start the season. I think the Steelers have done more to prepare themselves for an AFC North push in 2024 than the Cleveland Browns have done. When you look at Baltimore, their biggest issue is that they lost a bunch of coaches and a bunch of players. When you're the top seed in the AFC, as they were in 2023, that is bound to happen. And it did. And so they're replenishing pieces all across the board. My concern with the Ravens is that they didn't address their biggest needs early in the draft. At least not right away. They have a needed receiver, and they waited until the fourth round to get one. They have a big need at along the middle of the offensive line, and they didn't address that at all. I mean, they got Roger Rosengarten, who's a tackle. I guess you might want to play him inside, but it's not very it doesn't make me, if I'm a Ravens fan, feel very good about this offensive line. It was a major strength for them last year. It could be an issue this year. Nate Wiggins, if you like Nate Wiggins, then you like this draft. I'm not a huge Nate Wiggins fan, so I'm not a huge fan of this draft personally. But I do think the Ravens take a step back towards the pack a little bit because of the coaching losses and just because it's a team that we've seen it. They have a little bit more of a variable floor-to-ceiling range than, say, the Steelers do. The Steelers' ceiling might not be as high as the Ravens over the last few years, but the floor is definitely higher. So we'll see how it plays out. But I think the Steelers and the Ravens and the Bengals kind of are all neck and neck here. And when you look at the Bengals draft, excuse me. Yeah, they took guys at positions of need, but you're banking on some things here. Amarius Mims, you're banking that he doesn't have to play in year one. If he does, I think he can do it just fine. But there are some concerns with his experience and whether or not his health can stay, if he can stay available for the majority of a season. Chris Jenkins is a really good defensive tackle out of Michigan, a great second round pick for the Bengals, who really are stoking that the fires of that relationship with Michigan. They draft somebody from there every year. First it was Dax Hill. Then last year it was DJ Turner. This year it's Chris Jenkins. They love their Michigan guys. And I can't say that is hard to believe, because Michigan's been a really good college team these last few years, as much as I hate to say it as an Ohio State Buckeyes fan. OHIO, let's go. That's one area where my wife and I agree. So we're good there. Our marriage is in good shape. We're doing good, everybody. So I appreciate your thoughts in that regard. Jermaine Burton, wide receiver. Yeah, they needed wide receiver help. You went with Jermaine Burton in the third round? I mean, that's, you're banking on a guy who has some serious off-field concerns. And I am concerned that the Bengals are in some trouble here. So we'll see how the Bengals draft plays out. But as far as Joe Burrow come back healthy, you still have T. Higgins, you still have Jamar Chase. That defense is a major concern, I think, overall. Lou Anarumo's group last year was one of the worst in the league, and they didn't have a ton of major injuries there, just a lot of turnover from a previous season where they were in the playoffs, deep in the playoffs again. So whether they can turn the page on defense or not plays into this, because the Steelers beat them twice last year and did so without, I mean, the first game where Kenny Pickett had his best game of the season against the Bengals, they just didn't score a ton of points. Yeah. That defense was giving up a lot to Kenny Pickett and the Steelers. So we'll see how it goes. But I think the Steelers have positioned themselves very well in the AFC North. And for all of my my Game of Thrones fans out there, if I have any, I don't know. I think the question, who is king in the North in this division, is definitely up for grabs. And so that's what I wanted to come away with this at, is I think the Steelers have just as good a shot as any of these teams in here as the team to run the North in 2024. And so I don't know. I think this is a team that has the pieces now to compete and to really beat up on some teams. They're zigging while the rest of the league is zagging. If you listen to renowned Steeler fan and a fantastic podcaster, Dave Damashek, on the Minus 3 podcast, he preaches this situation for the Steelers as well, that they're kind of taking the opposite approach to what a lot of teams are doing. And they're trying to play bully ball while everybody else is building these finesse offenses based on the passing game. Meanwhile, the Steelers, what do? Invest in the trenches, hire Arthur Smith, boast TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith off the edge, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton in the middle. It's the Steelers want to play bloodbath ball, backyard brawl ball. Fitting. Zach Frazier, welcome to the club, man. But I just think that it's a zag, or it's a zig from the zags of everybody else in the league. So we'll see how it plays out for them. But they are the most different team in the AFC North that has a shot at being a contender. So that's why I think that you have a team that can compete with some of the other squads in the AFC that many would consider maybe better rosters overall, but the Steelers might be physical enough and be able to muddy up games enough still. And I think that that's going to be a brand of football that they still want to play in 2024, that they make themselves into a contender, especially in the AFC North. And winning the AFC North really is the key to, if we want to see the Steelers win a playoff game this year, we need a home game. We really do. We need a home game in front of the Accrisure Stadium crowd. And we need to have a team that there's no doubt once they get into the playoffs that they deserve to be a playoff team. No doubts this year. So let's do it. I really like the Steelers team and what they've done this year. Let's see. I'm going to look through here for some questions and some comments that I really like while we're discussing this, but keep them coming here. Ron Chess with a great comment here. What I was talking about on X the other day, Arthur Smith runs two tight ends 75% of the time. Roman Wilson, number two receiver. So to me, this is the key here. And this is why I don't think the need at wide receiver is as big a deal. You have guys who you feel okay rotating in as the three, right? And I think that Roman Wilson is a number two receiver. The Steelers drafted him to be their number two receiver. And I think he can play outside, inside. I think he can move around. I think his physicality makes sense as well. So two wide receiver sets, two tight end sets. That's going to be the biggest thing we see from the Steelers in 2024. It just is. So I love this comment, Ron. Great, great football knowledge here. The Steelers are going to play bully ball with these two tight end sets. And that's why I, fantasy-wise, I love Pat Freiermuth this year. I really do. So if you have shares of Pat Freiermuth in your dynasty leagues, or if you're in redraft and you're looking for a guy who's probably going to be available in the back end of drafts at tight end. He is a guy I am absolutely all over this offseason, and not just because I'm a Steelers fan. All right. So I can be objective enough when it comes to fantasy football. Good question here from Joseph Brown. Question: what are the chances we have 2,000 yard rushers in 2024? Greater than they have been in a while, because both of these backs are going to get a ton of work in this offense. If Najee Harris blows it out of the water and has a 1,300 yard season, 8-9 touchdowns this year, I think he gets a contract with the Steelers. I do. But I think Warren is in play to have a 1,000-yard season himself. I really, really do. And I think Warren personally is the better back for this system. I mentioned that when Arthur Smith was hired. I thought he was better when the Steelers were playing some zone schemes early the last couple years before switching to power in the back end of the season. And I think that Warren was the better back in those earlier times. And he still played well as well in the other portions of the game as well. So let's see. X concepts one, Najee is greater than Warren. Najee is a better receiver, better on the outside runs, zone runs, better blocker, no ball security issues. The ball security issues, I 100% agree with, but Jalen Warren's a better blocker. He just is. He's a better pass protector than Najee Harris is. And I don't know about the outside zone runs. I don't know if Najee gets outside well. That's just not who he is. So I think Jalen Warren's better. I think he's got better vision as well. So I would have to disagree with you there, X Concepts 1. But, you know, we can agree to disagree. That's all right. No problems there. Let's see here. Beanie Bishop is the talk of the undrafted free agent group right now. Ron Chess agrees there. Mike Hilton, undrafted rookie free agent. I see it. Physical. I guess you're talking about that Mike Hilton was an undrafted free agent. That is true. He had to work his way into the lineup though. So, but Beanie Bishop kind of reminds me of that. And if you ask Shannon White, our resident West Virginia fan, he agrees completely. So let's see. Not seeing a bunch of questions here, but that's okay. If you have any more, we'll get to those in a second. But going back to where the Steelers sit in the AFC North, I think when you combine the moves made earlier in the offseason portion with the draft, and then you consider that the Steelers did not have near as many big, high-profile departures as the Ravens did, I think that closes the gap substantially. And if the Steelers continue to beat up on the Ravens and win games against Baltimore, it makes it all the more likely that the Steelers have a real good shot in the AFC North. I'm working on an article right now. I'm putting the AFC hierarchy together. And full disclosure, I have the Steelers as third in the AFC North as we sit here today. But that gap is really close. And I mentioned in the top of the article there that really teams 2 through 8, 9, or 10 in this exercise, you could really flip them in any order that you want to and feel pretty good about it. I mean, and not hate it. Kansas City, obviously, at the top. But then from there, there's question marks, major question marks. And even the Chiefs have question marks. But there's big-time question marks with everybody else. And everybody else has their own strengths as well. So it could very well be that the Steelers are the second best team in the AFC by the time it's all said and done. Could very well be that they're the seventh best team in the AFC by the time it's all said and done. So we'll see. It's going to be a tough conference to play in again in 2024. And the NFC's catching up. They're going to be tough this year. The NFC North is going to be really good. They'll make a push as the best division in football, I think. Now that the Bears have Caleb Williams, Rome Odunze, now that the Vikings have J.J. McCarthy and just a really good cast around them, their defense will get better another year with Brian Flores. So, but in the AFC North, right now I've got Ravens, Bengals, Steelers, and honestly, you could put those three teams in any order, but I do think the Browns come in last, personally. That defense can screw up anybody's game plan, but they're not a better team than those other three teams, I think, in the AFC North. So we'd love to hear your comments and thoughts on that as well. But I think that when you're talking about, okay, here, this is great. Ron Chess, I think the division is between Steelers and Ravens. Former GM on NFL Network thinks so too. It very well could be. Don't discount the Bengals, though, with Joe Burrow in that offense. Don't discount them. So I think that it's going to be a very, very tough division for the Steelers again this year. All right, hey, I'm doing a solo show today, so we're gonna end this one a little bit shorter than we typically do, but I appreciate all of you tuning in for this show. I appreciate every single one of you, because without you guys, this show is not anything. The Steelers Q&A, if it weren't for having listeners, we wouldn't have any questions to answer, so we appreciate every single one of you. Ron, I promise that I will not let my wife poison my thoughts. Or that of my little one. That's the one. That's the one right now. She can't poison my little one. And she's probably hearing this from the other room. So pray for me tonight, everybody. Thank you. Hey, again, appreciate all of you. We'll talk to you next time here on this show. Be sure to stay tuned to the Steelers Fix with myself and Andrew Wilbar. We'll be talking, you know what we talk about. Draft, free agency, Steelers moves yet to be made. We'll get into everything there. And then definitely tune in to the NFL draft recap show. We're going to be recapping the AFC and NFC draft classes over the next couple weeks, and then we'll be transitioning into the fantasy football show on that side of things as well. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we'll be in touch as well. Reach out to me on X, Twitter. Give me a follow there if you don't, at TheBets93, THEBETZ93. And with that being said, on behalf of the Steel Curtain Network and the Fans First Sports Network, that's going to do it for us here on the Steelers Today.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.